From the Web 2.0 Summit in San Francisco, this is PodTech.net. I'm Catherine Girardeau. John Battelle, journalist, founder and chairman of Federated Media Publishing, and co-founding editor of Wired Magazine and Wired Ventures, moderated a panel with media executives Barry Diller and Arthur Sulzberger Jr. about how traditional media is changing in the Web 2.0 world. Battelle asked the two media executives how, from their perspective, the media landscape is evolving. Arthur Sulzberger Jr. is chairman of the New York Times Company.
We are and must be platform agnostic. That it's not about the paper that makes newspapers exciting, it's about the news that makes newspapers exciting. So the work that you're seeing us do on the web is sort of a core element to what we are now. Translating that into a business model that is able to sustain the enterprise going forward is the key to sort of rebalancing our business.
Barry Diller is chairman and CEO of IAC Interactive Corporation and chairman of Expedia.
The time has now come when I think you can put real capital into creating programming of all different kinds and lengths and cuts and text, video, combinations thereof, etc. It's not yet really there, but in the next couple of years, for certain, I'm quite sure that being able to create programming, and I don't mean that to create 1 minute or 2 minute pieces, and I certainly don't mean that you're going to make a theatrical motion picture for the internet, but different hybrid forms, pure actual program creation, now is the moment, I think at least, that you could justify putting real capital in. So we're going to do so.
Battelle asked Sulzberger if the New York Times will experiment with more hybrid forms of content.
At the core of what we offer is journalism, and that can't ever change. That's the brand promise. What has to change, however, is our vision of how we interact with the community and how we allow our users to not only get the news and information that they want from the Times, but integrate into what we offer the blogs that they want, or the blogs they don't know that they want.
Battelle and Diller challenged Sulzberger on the paid subscription model of the New York Times Select, a premium online version of the paper. Arthur Sulzberger.
Quality journalism is expensive. That if you're going to have the number of people we have in Iraq, that is an expensive proposition. If we're going to give Tom and other columnists the ability to pick up at a moment's notice and wind up in somewhere around the world, that's an expensive proposition, and we need to sustain that. It would be great if the New York Times in print were free. It would be great. It is not. And that is to sustain our journalism.
An issue that was debated and discussed extensively at the Web 2.0 Summit was network neutrality, or leaving the internet the way it is now, a more or less level playing field on which all types of data traveling across the network are treated equally. Judging from the crowd's reaction, an overwhelming majority of the summit's attendees agreed with Barry Diller's characterization of the net neutrality issue as the most important policy issue at stake for media companies publishing on the internet.
It's impossible to argue against net neutrality. We have this magic box and this magic thing that we get to push a button and publish to the world. It's an accident. It's the first time in the history of media that there haven't been distributors, there haven't been people who say, well, it's a scarce resource and therefore we're going to dole it out to you on the basis of how much you'll pay us. This is push a button, publish to the world with nobody between the creator or originator and the consumer. How we could let that go potentially awry by people whose stated position is that they're going to do that. The only thing that we have to worry about, because connectivity is now assured. I mean, now we don't need to worry that eventually we got pretty good bandwidth now. We're going to have a fat enough pipe, and so the infrastructure is assured. The only danger is that we screw up the very basis on which that system works. So I think everybody's got to get very voicey about this. It will either happen, I believe, in this next Congress, or I don't think it'll happen at all.
Sulzberger agreed with Diller on neutrality and brought up two other issues mentioned by Google CEO Eric Schmidt and other presenters during the summit.
For those of us in the journalism game, there are other issues out there, and I want to commend Eric on what he said about the rights of privacy, the rights to keep the information flow open.
But it was the role of bloggers within the changing media landscape that drew the most questions from the audience. When asked about it, both Diller and Sulzberger apologized for sounding old school. Barry Diller.
The talent pool is finite. There are only so many people of the kind of talent that is going to resonate really widely. I mean, anybody is capable of making up something that four people are going to like, or 44, or people who were in their family, or other things like that. And every once in a while, something is going to come along that, whether it's the dancing person in the bathtub or whatever it's going to be, that's going to be a flash in people. But that's not what I'm talking about in terms of talent. What I'm saying is there are only a group of people, it's not in the hundreds of thousands, I promise you, talent outs, and that is the pool that we're going to depend upon, as we always have, for things that are going to generate to wide audiences.
Sulzberger took care to point out how the New York Times is starting to incorporate blogging, and with its property About.com, is also employing citizen journalists.
It's a wonderful thing that people have the ability to now post their opinions, post their information, and in some cases even, rarely, post their knowledge. Speaker's Corner writ large. But at the end of the day, we're making a bet, as we have for over 150 years, that quality information, that information you can trust, not information that is inexorably accurate. It is not. We're a human institution and we make mistakes. But information that is processed, thought about, and when the mistake's made, corrected, that plays a role in a democracy, particularly in a democracy when all of us on this day enter a voting booth and need to know what it is you're pulling the lever for.
At the Web 2.0 Summit in San Francisco, I'm Catherine Girardeau, podtech.net.